up in the sky. Look, it's captivating. It's energizing. It's Alliance's Heroes. Alliance's is the destination for entrepreneurs, investors, CEOs, inventors, leaders, celebrities, and startups, where our heroes in business align. Now, here's your host flying in, David Kogan, founder of Alliance's.
Thank you again, and thank you, Money Radio. That's right, this show is all about heroes. And everyone that's listening, you have the ability to become and be today's heroes. And that's what the show is all about. Heroes that know no roadblocks. They create jobs. They mentor others. And today's lineup is absolutely, absolutely amazing. You've got to make sure you listen to this entire show, because our heroes today, we have, and we'll be starting off with, he has been ranked number one sales professional, Tom Hopkins. And our other lineups throughout the day is the owner of the first all-financial, all-business talk radio station. That's right, yours truly, Ron Cohn, the owner of Money Radio. And we also have the three-time Mr. Olympia champion, Frank Zane. And we'll be ending the show with American fitness guru, the creator of the P90X system, Tony Horton. And with that, we're going to go ahead and get started with our first hero. That's right, he's been ranked number one sales professional, Tom Hopkins. He is a legend in the sales and amazing things that he's doing. But first, and good morning to you, Tom. First thing I got to ask you, though, is what does real estate have to do with you? Because you are known as the number one sales guru.
Well, you can't be a sales guru unless you sell something. So fortunately, at age 19, after 90 days of college, I decided that I was going to go into real estate. And like most people, I wasn't real smart, so I failed my real estate exam three times. Fourth time, I got a license. And fortunately, someone hired me, and after 8 years and closing more home sales in California than any realtor ever had, they started asking me to speak and then write books, and that's kind of how my whole life evolved.
And you could reach Tom Hopkins by going to tomhopkins.com. That's TOMHOPKINS.com or alliances.com, where we'll have the information also posted. Now, is this at the point that you realized, wait a minute, I'm really good at sales. I'm really good at connecting people, because that's a huge accomplishment. Tell me a little bit more, when did you decide to make the transition to truly help so many people?
Well, I never really planned it, David. Kind of what happened was the year that I closed 365 home sales in a year, which averaged one a day, the National Association of Realtors said there's no way a person can do that. Most companies don't do that many sales. So they said, please come speak at our national convention in Los Angeles. And I showed up, and luckily that kicked off my speaking career. And I did it for 3 years before I said time to write my first book, How to Master the Art of Selling. And I wrote that book, and when it became a New York best-selling book, all of a sudden my phone rang off the hook and people started calling and saying, Tom, come teach. Tell us how you make that much money. And so it's been a wonderful life, living basically in an airplane and in hotels for many, many years. But it has been a love and a passion. And I'm flattered to be here on your program, Alliances. And of course, entrepreneurs are the foundation of our fabulous free enterprise system. So what an honor, David.
Excellent, excellent. And I got to tell you, I grew up listening in the car to my father listening to your tapes. And never in a million years would I think that I'm sitting across from the king of sales, the sales guru. In fact, you mentioned your book, How to Master the Art of Selling. This book has sold over 1.7 million copies worldwide. What gave you the inspiration to write this book?
Well, it took me 3 years to write the book. Many people say, I want to write a book, but never start. And you got to get started. And it took me 3 years with a lot of input from a lot of other wonderful people. And of course, I had my mentor, Mr. J. Douglas Edwards, who was really known back then as the guru of American selling. And he was the one that taught me, trained me, and was my mentor for many years. And then, of course, I have many people that I consider mentors in my life. And that's one of the things people have to realize. Entrepreneurs must follow other successful entrepreneurs to the top. And so you've got to search for that mentor, that person that inspires you, that person that makes you dedicated and committed to excellence in all areas of your life.
And you're listening to Alliance's Heroes on Money Radio AM 1510 and FM 99.3. Are you a hero in business? Go to alliances.com. That's E-L-I-A-N-C-E-S.com. And we are talking to the legend today, Tom Hopkins. In fact, Tom, you've presented to over 5 million people on 5 continents. When was the first time, though, that you actually presented to a group? Was that the real estate group?
That was the real estate group. And what's so funny about fate and life, I showed up in Los Angeles. I was not supposed to speak until 1 in the afternoon, but I got up, wanted to hear the convention kick off, so I put my suit on, got there at 8, and all of a sudden, I'm standing in the side of the stage, and the president of the association comes up, and he says, Tom, I got to ask you a favor. Thomas Peters, who was the convention featured speaker kicking off the convention, was caught in Los Angeles traffic. He couldn't get there. And, of course, I was going to have a 100-person breakout session, and this was 5,500 at the convention. So he says, Tom, can you speak until Thomas Peters gets here, and can then you'll be done? I said, you bet. And I walked out, had only 12 minutes to speak. I gave him the best I could in 12 minutes. Got a standing ovation. I couldn't even believe it. And sure enough, that was the kickoff. My phone started ringing. And David, I've been on an airplane every week ever since.
I mean, absolutely amazing. In fact, you ranked number one sales professional all your years of experience and all your books, including your latest book, When Buyers Say No. All your speaking engagements you have done, all the houses. I'm dying to ask you this one question. What are the top 3 tips for selling that all salespeople should know?
Number one, live by these 12 words. I must do the most productive thing possible at every given moment. You live by those words, and those 86,000 seconds that we all have in a day will turn into gold. Secondly, do what you fear most. Most people who succeed do the things average people are afraid to do. And number three, follow up, follow up, follow up with every client until they buy or die.
Incredible advice from the Sales King guru, Tom Hopkins, that can be reached at tomhopkins.com, or you can go to alliances.com. Now, I mean, really, are salespeople, though, born or are they made? I mean, is it something that comes from within that they're born with, or can this truly be taught?
Well, that's a myth that I have fought all of my life, where people feel you have to be a natural-born salesperson. And I disagree. You see, there's two extreme temperaments and personalities. There's the interesting extrovert and the interested introvert. Now, the interesting extrovert is outgoing, talkative, charming. They gravitate into sales naturally, but they think they know everything. The interested introvert is somewhat humble, somewhat shy, very nice people. They love to let other people talk. And an interested introvert can do better than an interesting extrovert if they get a mentor and get training.
First thought, did you ever think when you sold your first house that this would lead the path and the journey to what you've become?
Never dreamed it. Didn't plan it. Doors have opened, and I totally believe if you have the right attitude on a daily basis, focus on your short-term and long-term goals, you'll have doors open and achieve greatness if you will pay the price to earn it.
Tom Hopkins from TomHopkins.com. You're incredible. Absolutely amazing advice for everybody. And when we return for the Alliance's Heroes Show, we're going to be able to talk to Ron Cohn. That's right. That's the reason we're here. He is the president of Money Radio and the first all-financial, all-business talk radio station.